You know that life insurance policy you might have, the one meant for the future.
Right, the one maybe tucked away in a file somewhere.
Exactly. Well, let's consider something you might not have thought about. Could that policy actually be, well, a valuable asset for you today?
Ah, that's right. We're diving into the idea that your existing life insurance policy, might hold more immediate financial potential than you realize.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission in this deep dive is to explore what's known as a life settlement. We want to understand what it is, how it functions, and really see if it could be a relevant financial tool for you. We're looking at info from companies in the field and articles discussing it.
Okay, let's unpack this then. What exactly is a life settlement?
Simply put, a life settlement is the sale of your existing life insurance policy. You sell it to a third-party investor.
Okay.
And in return, you get a lump sum of cash. It's, kind of like selling any other asset you own.
And it's important to understand this part, that cash payment is typically more than the cash surrender value you'd get from the insurance company.
Right, if you just gave it back to them.
Exactly. But it will be less than the full death benefit that your beneficiaries would eventually receive way down the line.
Okay, that makes sense. So you get money now, but what happens to the policy after it's sold? Does it just vanish?
No. Once the sale is finalized, the buyer, that third-party investor, becomes the new owner and also the beneficiary of the policy.
Ah, okay.
And they then take over paying all the future premiums. And eventually, when the original policyholder passes away, they receive the death benefit.
Gotcha. This sounds like it might be more applicable to certain people, though. Are there general criteria? Like, who is this usually for?
Generally, yeah. Life settlements are most commonly an option for seniors, usually individuals age 65 and older.
Okay.
And typically, they need to own a life insurance policy with a face value of, say, $100,000 or more.
Right, so often something for people in their retirement years. What kinds of life insurance policies can actually be sold? Is it just like whole life?
Well, several types can qualify. Things like universal life, whole life, variable life. These are all types of permanent insurance.
The ones with cash value.
Exactly. They have that cash value component.
Yeah.
But interestingly, many people overlook term life policies.
Oh, really? I thought term life just expired.
Usually,
All
yes.
right.
But convertible term life policies can sometimes be sold.
Convertible, meaning you can change it.
Right. If the policy includes a feature that lets you convert it into a permanent policy, like universal life, before it expires, then it becomes potentially attractive to an investor.
Huh. So even a term policy might have some hidden value. That's interesting. Okay, so we know the what. Now let's get into the how. How does a life settlement actually work? Walk us through the steps.
Okay, the process typically kicks off with a policy evaluation. Licensed professionals will look at your age, your current health status, that's a big factor, and the specifics of your policy.
Why is health so important there?
Well, generally speaking, policies belonging to individuals with shorter life expectancies might fetch higher offers from investors. It's based on their models.
Okay, that makes sense from their perspective. So evaluation first, then what?
If your policy looks like a good candidate, it's then presented, usually anonymously, to a marketplace of licensed buyers.
Like an auction?
Sort of, yeah. These buyers review the details and submit offers, basically bidding for the policy.
And if you, the seller, get an offer you like.
If you accept an offer, then comes the legal paperwork. Ownership of the policy is formally transferred to the buyer.
Right.
And at that point, you, the seller, receive your lump sum cash payment. The buyer then, as we said, takes over paying those premiums.
It sounds like a pretty significant transaction. Is it, regulated? Is there oversight?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The life settlement industry is highly regulated at the state level. In fact, most U.S. states, I think it's 43 states now, covering over 90% of the population, have specific laws. These laws require life settlement companies and brokers to be licensed, and they mandate disclosures to protect consumers. It's not the Wild West. There are rules. And, life settlements aren't brand new. They've actually been around in some form since 1911.
Wow, since 1911. Okay, that's reassuring. It adds a layer of legitimacy and security. Roughly, how long does this whole process take, start to finish?
It can vary. Gathering all the necessary information, like medical records and policy documents, can take some time. So the whole process might take, say, a month or possibly longer.
Okay.
But once you actually accept an offer, getting the funds is usually quicker, typically within about, let's see, 3 to 8 weeks.
Okay, so not instant, but a defined time frame. All right, let's shift to the why. Who might actually consider doing this, and what are the big reasons someone would choose a life settlement?
That's a great question. Because life changes, right?
Right.
The reason you bought that policy 20 or 30 years ago might not exist anymore. For example, maybe your children are grown up and financially independent now.
Or perhaps, sadly, a spouse has passed away, and the need for that income replacement isn't the same.
Exactly. Or think about retirement. Many seniors face rising healthcare costs or the potential need for expensive long-term care.
Yeah, that's a huge concern for a lot of people.
A life settlement can provide a significant chunk of cash to help cover those costs. Or maybe you just need more money to fund your retirement lifestyle, pay off some debt, or even cover basic living expenses.
So it's really about accessing that value locked up in the policy for current needs or even wants instead of waiting.
Precisely. It can be especially appealing if someone is thinking about just letting their policy lapse because the premiums are getting too expensive.
Right, or surrendering it back to the insurance company for maybe a tiny cash surrender value.
Exactly. A life settlement could offer substantially more money than either of those options. Plus, you stop having to pay those premiums, which frees up cash flow too.
That's a big benefit in itself. Can you give us a clearer picture of the kind of money we're talking about? Like some real-world examples of payouts?
Sure. Keep in mind, these vary a lot based on age, health, policy size.
Of course.
But for instance, we've seen situations where, say, a $200,000 policy for someone over 65 might yield somewhere between like $40,000 and $70,000 cash. Generally, the older you are and the more significant the health issues, the higher the offer might be relative to the face value.
Okay, 40K to 70K instead of maybe zero. If it lapses, that's significant. Any other examples? Maybe with different policy sizes or situations?
Yeah, let's see. There was a $10 million policy held by a 69-year-old woman with some mild health issues. The offer was over $238,000.
Wow.
Then a $1 million policy for a 61-year-old man, but with more severe health conditions, that got an offer around $346,000.
Okay.
And it's not just multi-million dollar policies. A $250,000 policy for a 79-year-old man, moderate health conditions. His cash surrender value was only $9,000.
Right, not much.
But the life settlement offer was $30,000, much better than just surrendering it.
Yeah, that really highlights the difference compared to the surrender value.
It does. Here's a big one. A $5 million policy, 76-year-old male, severe health conditions, zero cash surrender value, the offer,
$2,750,000. $2.75 million. From zero surrender value.
Exactly. And remember, we talked about term policies.
Yeah, the convertible ones.
Well, even non-convertible in some cases, though less common or for smaller amounts usually.
Yeah.
But here's one. A $5 million term policy, 63-year-old male, actually in good health, zero cash surrender value. He received an offer of $11,000.
So even though he was healthy and it was term, still $11,000 he wouldn't have otherwise had.
Precisely. It's $11,000 more than letting it expire worthless.
These examples really paint a picture. It sounds like for many people, especially seniors, just looking into a life settlement could be really worthwhile.
It can absolutely provide significant financial flexibility, maybe reduce stress, offer peace of mind, things that are really valuable, particularly in retirement. And as we said, no more premium payments. That's often a big relief too.
Okay, this sounds potentially very beneficial, but are there any downsides or things people really need to consider carefully?
Yes, definitely. It's not the right choice for everyone, and there are important factors. The main one is that your original beneficiaries will no longer receive the death benefit.
Right, because you've sold the policy, the buyer gets that payout.
Exactly. So it reduces the value passed on through your estate in that specific way. Also, there could be tax implications.
Ah, taxes. Always got to think about those.
Depending on your cost basis and the policy and the sale price, some portion of the proceeds might be taxable. It's really important to consult with a financial advisor or a tax professional to understand how it would affect your specific situation.
Good advice. So, weigh the immediate cash against the future benefit for heirs and check the tax situation. But the regulation we talked about helps protect the seller.
Yes, the state-level regulation provides important consumer protections, like licensing requirements for brokers and providers, and mandatory disclosures about the transaction, potential alternatives, and the implications.
Okay, so if you, the listener, are hearing this and thinking, maybe I should look into this for my own policy, what's the first step? How do you get started?
Well, the very first step is simply finding out if your policy might have value as a life settlement. You need to get an idea of what it could be worth.
And how do they do that?
A really straightforward way to begin is to get an appraisal. We actually encourage you to explore this, and you can start by filling out the appraisal form right here on this website.
Yes, and it's really crucial to mention, getting an appraisal is completely free.
Absolutely free. And just as important, there's never any obligation to move forward.
Right. You can just get the information, see what the potential offer might be, and then decide if it makes sense for you. No pressure.
Exactly. The process is generally pretty simple from your end. You complete the form, provide some basic policy details and health information so they can determine eligibility. Then if it qualifies, you typically receive a cash offer. If you decide to accept it, you sign the contract documents, ownership transfers, and you receive your payment. Simple steps.
Great. So just to wrap up the main idea here, that life insurance policy might be more than just a future benefit for your loved ones.
It really can be. It's a potential asset, something you own, that you might be able to access and use now.
Offering maybe more financial flexibility, less stress, more options today.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you to mull over.
Okay.
Have you considered all the possibilities?
Yeah.
That asset you set up for the future,
Yeah.
could it actually provide more security or opportunity for you right now? What could unlocking that value mean for your well-being both today and down the road?
So, a final thought for everyone listening. Just consider, how might unlocking this potential asset provide greater financial flexibility, maybe greater peace of mind for your future starting today?
Worth thinking about.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.